Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Yes, Ashley, this is Rhonda McCord, and I'm still waiting for you all to reimburse me. It's somewhere between $55 and $60 for something that I ordered online, and I called and told you all a couple of days afterwards that I didn't want it, and you all told me it's too late. Well, no, it really wasn't, because it wasn't 3 business days. Weekends and holidays do not count as business days, you know. And yeah, I was told, I told them I want to speak to a manager and all, because they told me they couldn't reimburse me, and I told them I would not accept what they were sending me, and I didn't. It went right back to you all. So therefore, I don't have the object, which I don't want, and all, because it ended up being a whole lot more than it was supposed to be. And two, yeah, I want my money back. And all. So
I'd be happy to check in our system for you. What is your name and your zip code that would have been used?
Rhonda McCord. I talked to someone again the other month, and they said, oh, it'll be in your money will be refunded in your account within 3 days. It never was. I'm still waiting. I've given you all more than 3 days. I've given you all a couple of months since the last time I called. Let's see. My zip code is 47167.
All right. Thank you. One moment. Ms. McCord, if you wouldn't mind just to confirm I found the correct order for you, can you provide your street address as well?
3541 North Rinkers Creek Road, in Salem, Indiana.
All right, I do appreciate that. So it is bringing up a canceled account. I'm sure this was initiated with an order for one of our dash cams, and the fact that back in November of 2021, you had been billed $54.97 as a membership fee to the Online Direct Savings Club. I see the account status as canceled, and the fact that you have spoke with, it looks like, 2 different representatives back in December. Their notations are on the account that you had called in to cancel, preventing future charges, and that you had requested to speak with the supervisor of some sort. They went ahead to cancel the account December 1st.
Yeah, I spoke with y'all first in November, you know, like I said, because it was like the evening of Thanksgiving, you know, or right the evening right before Thanksgiving, when I did this little thing, and I said, you know, I'd get it for like, I don't know, less than $10, and I'll, you know, went through this questionnaire thing, and I thought, well, okay. I didn't have a clue about the other, because I didn't see it in any writing. And even when I went back a couple of times to try and read, it would keep flipping, you know, so I couldn't read the fine print on the pages and all. And, you know, I was, you know, felt uneasy. So right after Thanksgiving, you know, because Thanksgiving is a holiday, Friday is the first business day, Saturday and Sunday are not business days. Then you have Monday, the next business day, and Tuesday, the next. I called you all, you know, on Tuesday, and you all, you know, we went round and round about, and the person I talked to was very nasty, which they probably didn't put anything in about it. And so, you know, I waited a few days, and I said, do not send that, and all, because I will return it. Well, when it came to mail, I returned it, and I called you all back again, and because, and that's, second time I called, you all said, well, you know, you agreed that so the first person just insisted that there was no supervisor, and all. And so the second person said that they would have the supervisor call me, which of course didn't happen. And
I see those notations left on December 1st. I don't see any notations left at all from any call back in November, unfortunately. And again, I don't see either notation that was left any discussion made of a refund. As a courtesy, we're more than happy to assist. However, we can at this time submit a 35% refund on the $54.97, and that should settle within the next 3 to 5 business days.
I will be looking for that. At least it's better than nothing. And I after that little incident, and I'm speaking to people several times, I have decided that I will never order anything online again.
Yes, ma'am.
And because that's the second time I've been taken advantage of. I'll go to a store.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand. It's no problem. I'm currently working to have this submitted for you. Just to let you know, again, it takes at most 3 to 5 business days. That is 35%. And, you know, with the cancellation that had been made, nothing further is going to be built. Give me just a quick second longer, and I'm going to provide a confirmation number to keep in your records as well, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate your patience, Ms. McCord. So just to let you know, the refund, it did go through, allow 3 to 5 business days. This confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 258-390-662.
Thank you. And actually, you are the most pleasant person I've spoken to there. So I'm glad to see that they've hired some people that can be pleasant.
I'm sorry to hear if they gave you such a difficult time the first go around. And there's no problem to help out.
And they were emphatic. You know, the first two times that I called, they were emphatic that we don't do refunds, and I said that's illegal. So you know, if you do something within so many business days, Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Ms. McCord. You do as well, and thank you for calling customer support. Bye.
Yes, bye.